What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Babe. How are you?
I'm good. You're holding your boobs and
because
wondering why.
Because I took
why.
My bra off.
Oh.
I took my bra off and then I was like doing this and I was like, ooh, they are going everywhere.
You took your bra off for the recording?
Yeah, man.
Do you want to be comfy?
Yeah. I don't know why I wore it to the airport. Okay, I just got off of a flight.
Yeah.
From LAX, which right now is a fucking disaster.
Right now? It's always a fucking disaster.
No. This is intense. It's like... It's taking just to get into the fucking airport, because I had to pick up Tom last night because he had a con. It literally is taking up to an hour to get into this airport. Los Angeles, people are like fucking fighting, like yelling at each other, honking.
How was it coming into Austin? Is it super crowded?
It was crowded.
Yeah.
It was crowded.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, do not fly on fucking Thanksgiving.
I know. It's
like,
the worst.
It's insane.
I know.
So
there
I'm
are
like,
blizzards.
I'm trying to like
Aren't there like blizzards everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah. So things are getting shut down, all that stuff. I'm like, just drive. That's what Tom and I are going to do. We're just going to drive for Christmas.
We planned a road trip today.
Yeah,
we are driving to Colorado with the kids to go skiing with our family friends that we met that live around the corner.
Oh my
so
god,
there's
amazing.
Four, one, two, three, five kids.
When are you doing that?
December something.
Wow.
When are we going? The 17th, I think, right before Christmas. So going up towards Vail, and we're gonna get them on skis.
Ooh,
and
maybe you can check out some houses while you're over there for me.
Yeah, in my spare time with juggling all of these children.
Okay, talking from the fucking girl who's like, do not get a florist.
Well,
I can do it
different.
For you.
I'm not gonna. I mean,
like, what do you mean?
Yes, that's different.
Okay, y'all, I'm doing. Okay, so we've picked a venue. I picked a fucking venue.
You have a date too, right?
And I have a date.
Are you gonna announce it yet or wait?
It's not 2024. Next year. It's 2024.
That's good.
But I literally have pretty much done everything. I've gotten the food. I've narrowed it down. Now it's like the photographer.
It's all the other little
which
things.
Apparently is like massive. And,
yeah.
And it's so fucking expensive.
I know. Are you doing any say a wedding? You almost should say it's like a reunion instead of a wedding or something, so people or birthday party, people don't charge you.
Yeah, but then they're gonna show up and I'm gonna be in a white gown, and then they're gonna wonder what the fuck is happening. We're like, this bitch lied to me. I can't pull that off. How am I gonna be able to pull that? Oh, we just dressed up like.
Are you having a videographer?
I want both.
Yeah,
I want both, but it's so pricey, and now we're also trying to get a house. So
I know.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Priorities. But there are things that you want that you're wanting to spend money on that you don't need to.
I've gone over budget. I've gone
already,
over budget,
and you're not even halfway done.
I know, but there's no way that I can go. Like, there's no way unless I like have it at a place that I don't want to have it,
no,
and
you can't
things
do that
I don't want.
You
know?
Need less people.
Well, that's not me. Tom's got a big family, but I love that. I don't really have that. So
but
I
is
love
it worth
$150
a person?
you know,
for Uncle Joe.
Is it weird, y'all?
Third cousin, by the way, from the whatever.
By the way, if you guys don't know, we're doing a live Talk Scary to Me right now with our Patreon viewers. So if you guys didn't see all of our fucking posts because we were so stoked that we were doing this, that's what's happening. So join our Patreon if you want to do our next one. But what was I going with? I was going somewhere with that.
Family, $100 a person.
Oh, yeah. So, guys, advice.
You're all going to the wedding.
I literally, yeah, everyone's invited. Everyone's invited as long as you buy me a gift. Just kidding. No.
A vibrator? I got a vibrator.
Yeah, a vibrator. I was thinking, I was like, so he has like 100 people going. So I was like, can he pay for his head count?
How does he know for that? How does he know that many?
His family is so intertwined and love each other and are so great and awesome.
Hopefully they won't all show up.
I kind of want them to because they're such like they're party people, yeah. You know? Like I know it's going to be really fun, but yeah, obviously like the head count, you know, makes it the fucking price go up like skyrocket.
I know.
Like insane.
I know.
But it's going to be like Mickey-esque, guys. Going to have like some like Mickey things in there. I'm so fucking stoked. It's going to be great. So that's what I'm doing. So that's why I'm here.
Yes. We're going dress shopping.
We're going wedding dress shopping tomorrow.
My wedding, I won't tell you till after yours. Mine was a shit show. Everything at my wedding was a shit show.
Yeah.
But most people's weddings are shit shows.
Well, I just looked at your wedding book and it was beautiful.
Thanks. You look great. The photographer was good.
That's good. I heard that you didn't get your video.
I mean, I have. What I did was I had friends that were in film school come shoot for like 5 days. But so there were two cameras. But what they didn't do during my ceremony was they didn't get reverses.
Oh, so you wanted like a movie.
Well, no, how can they cut it?
Yeah.
If both cameras.
What? So who were they filming?
One was David, one was me.
Oh, okay.
Unless you do a split screen, how am I supposed to edit that?
Yeah, you can do a split screen.
I mean, maybe now. 10 years ago, it was like difficult to figure it out. But I was like, I can't even cut away to like the audience.
Oh, you guys need to do
something.
Because
they didn't get anything. I have it. But, you know, we have some friends that we don't talk to anymore and family we don't talk to anymore. And you know what I mean? So you're like, whatever, who do I want in there? Who do I want out of there? You know what I mean? Like, it's gone through many different phases.
I know. It's so
of edits.
It's so funny because it's a, you know, a year away. And I'm like, will I be friends with everybody still?
You know, you'd never know.
You make me very aware of that. I'm like, oh, shit.
How many listeners, can you send me your wedding stories? How many listeners still talk to people that were in their wedding party? I'm curious. Can
you guys show me? Raise your hands if anybody's watching. Do you still
Who doesn't talk to people that were in their wedding party now after they got married? Who doesn't talk to the people that were in their wedding party?
Okay, yeah. Okay. See,
there's a considerable amount of hands.
Is it because of the wedding? Is it the wedding that wedding brings out
the asshole?
I have to admit, sorry, baby. I know you're listening. I'm so sorry about my moods up and down. It's because of this fucking wedding. I'm like planning things here and there, but it's also because I'm doing it myself.
Well, what? Don't fucking do it yourself. Take advantage of your bridesmaids. I'm just gonna start stepping in and making her give me responsibilities.
But I did pretty fucking good.
I don't know what you've done yet. We haven't talked about it.
I gave you the low. Yeah, we are. We're
tell
gonna,
me how your shoot was.
Oh, my shoot was great. I forgot that I did
Scout
a movie.
Just did a movie back in Louisville.
Back in Louisville, and then they want me
Louisville.
To do Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. And then they want me to do the next movie,
good.
Which starts on Monday. So
these are not horror movies, guys.
It's rom-coms.
Rom-com, I'm so
oh my
jealous.
God, I'm like happy in these movies.
Okay, the dude that you're posting pictures with, was he your boyfriend in it?
Yeah, he was my boo-boo.
Is he straight?
No,
he's
rock,
not.
Rock, no.
Yeah, of course not.
I loved him. We got along so well.
I could
he's
just
a Taurus.
Tell.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh my God. It was so funny. Like on our first day
What's his name?
Brock.
Brock.
Our first day meeting each other. We should have him on. He's great.
He's
we should
giant.
Have Sam. We should have Sam, the
he's
director.
Like, is he a bodybuilder?
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder.
But an actor.
Yeah. He's a phenomenal actor. He's a genuine human, phenomenal actor, fucking built like a fucking beast. Like he's
well, I was like, she's and posting he lives all these right down photos. The street
from me.
Oh, really? Like, oh, that's right. That's what you were saying. Down. I was like, he's obviously not straight because she's all over him, and he probably would be like not all over him in pictures posting if he was.
I loved him. I loved Brock. I probably loved him way more than he loved me. But anyways, the first day that we were filming, we filmed the ending.
What's the name of the movie?
I can't say.
Oh shit!
I probably shouldn't say.
Everything is such a secret.
I probably shouldn't say. But
it wasn't announced yet.
Well, no, they haven't like announced anything or whatever. So I'm gonna give them the, you know,
right.
So we filmed the ending of the movie, and that's when they kind of come together.
Okay.
At the end, so we have
hookup.
Yeah, we have a kiss. No, we have a kiss. It's very
sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet. So we had a kiss like the first day, and our stand-ins were actually maybe like 5 hours into filming. They were like, "Are you guys a couple?" I was like, oh my God.
Babe, would you hand me a pen, please?
That's so cute.
She just hand me a pen so I was like,
that's adorable that we have like, we just had instant. Yeah,
I can just tell you an immediate connection.
Instant chemistry. And so much so that the producers of the movie, the money people wrote and were like, wow. Like they make like 10 movies a year.
That's this amazing. Company.
And they were like, this is.
I want to do a rom-com. Can I play your like older sister?
Oh, no. We're going to do something with them. That'd be so fun. We're going to do something with them. They're fucking amazing. They're so great. But anyways, so we just like got along really, really well. And I'm really excited about the movie.
He's your neighbor. Now you're friends.
Yeah.
I love it.
And he was like helping me self. He called me the other day. He was like, do you need help with the self-tape? I was like, oh, no, I'm okay. I was like, I'll get my guy to do it. But I love that. I love, like, new friendships. And the director, Sam, I adore him so much.
Is this your first movie you did with him?
It's my first movie, not my last. I adore him. You'll love him. He's
isn't that so nice
terrific.
When you have a good experience on film?
We went to a drag show.
Amazing.
While we were there. It was so great. It was a beautiful time.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. I keep having things pop into my head.
I love that you... I need to share this.
Uh-oh.
Because
what?
This is strange because I'm taking it back from yesterday.
Okay.
So I went and had a me day before I had to pick up Tom before I came here. And I went to my favorite spa, Olympic Spa.
Yes, Korean Spa.
Korean Spa. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Korean Spa. You pretty much like are
butt naked.
Naked. You're
but,
naked.
But
naked. Everybody's butt naked. It's terrific. It's amazing. I love it.
It's not glamorous.
No, it's not glamorous.
They scrub the shit out of you.
At all. And you're going from sauna to like ice baths to you know, a spa. Like you're just like kind of rotating until you're called in.
Yeah.
And I was kind of so we were talking about it on set that they have bathhouses for gay men.
Yeah.
And how it's like very known for like hookups. Like there's some like bathhouses that have that.
Yeah.
And, you know, some were sharing stories and like it's like one of like really good time for them. And I was when I was there yesterday, I thought about it for a second. I was like, wow, do they have that for women? You know?
Hmm.
And as I was thinking that, some girl literally like.
Hot lesbian.
I wouldn't have thought like, you know, I don't know. I just was like, I'd never really noticed a girl give me those sort of eyeballs.
Right.
In a while.
Oh my God. So I walked
in
there.
And we're butt ass naked, but that's not the,
okay,
the,
tell me.
The kicker.
Wait, I'm going to keep writing notes because I haven't talked to her in so long, you guys, that I'm going to forget shit that I want to tell her. So
see, this is why.
Okay,
you
got your
this
notes.
This is why Cliff noted. So then I was like, okay, whoa, what's happening? So I just like kind of went to a different area and this girl was like kind of following me one out, you know? And I'm butt naked. And I'm like getting these like looks from this girl. And so I go into the sauna. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go here and chill. Because
was it the Himalayan salt one or?
Yes.
Where you lay on the ground, where you lay down on the ground.
Yeah, it was so nice.
So good.
And she comes in. And I was like, okay, like clockwork. Like, okay. And I was like, I need to like address this.
She
or
something. Twiddle your bean.
Or no, what? Or at least be like, hey. So then I made some comment. I was just like, "Ooh, it's really hot in here. Like, do you want to say something to me or
you're
something?
Trying to strike up conversation.
Well,
I love it.
I have like my last time I was there, I ran into this girl that has a woman that lives in Santa Cruz and she's a florist, which I contacted.
Oh.
So yeah, I fucking meet some bitches up in this shit.
See, I wouldn't go with you if you're going to talk. Do you talk when you're in
no,
there?
No, I don't normally good. Talk unless spoken to.
Yes.
But this woman was following me. And so she was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's okay. Yes, bitch.
Did she know who you were?
Yes, bitch. Guys.
Just don't say anything.
She was a fan.
Don't say anything if you do. Your vagina's up.
I know my vagina was like lit my like my butt. My like I was like doing some yoga in there.
Speaking of,
I was mortified.
You just gave me a great segue.
Scary?
It's scary.
And she was like, "I'm so sorry." She's like, "I just love, like, I love your work." And oh my god! Like, I was like,
"Did you immediately get weirded out?"
I was like, "Don't look at anything."
Oh, she shouldn't have said
like,
anything.
I was like,
"Now
I'm
it's
sorry.
Awkward."
Yeah.
Now you had to leave, right?
No, I just continued to talk, and I was like, "Well, fancy me."
Did you find that you turned yourself on at that point when you were no longer the actress?
Well, you had to give her an experience. I was naked.
You're naked.
I was naked, and I literally was like, "Yes, so you're gonna go and tell your friends about everything that you saw here, aren't you?"
Thank God, it's a good view.
It was like crazy. And then she continued to say that she, like, we were talking for a bit. And then I kind of like, I was like, "Oh, it's so nice to meet you. It's like, thank you so much for, like, what do you say?" I was like, "Thank you so much." And then I was like walking out and she was so sweet and so beautiful. And
you know what's so sad? Like, really famous people can't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
They can't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Everybody knows who you are. You can't have a life.
I can't imagine that. That would be rough.
It's devastating.
But as I was leaving the sauna, she goes, "Oh, so nice meeting you." She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "You were like one of my first crushes." And I was like, there it was. I was like, "That's why you were following me around."
There you go. So I went there
looking
one time.
Looking at my booty, my boobies.
I think it was the first time that I went there.
But hi, if you're listening, hello.
Oh, Scout likes you.
Hi, Sarah.
There was a woman in that sauna. And you know, there's like, because it's like in the locker room, there's like just a little window you can kind of peek in to make see like how crowded it is or whatever. And she was doing happy baby pose.
Fuck yeah, she was.
She had so much pubic hair. I literally.
Let it fly, girl. Let it fly.
I don't know how you get in there. You have to like part the sea.
If you don't, okay.
No, dude. No.
If you don't have to.
If you can brush it, no. No. You don't have to what?
I think that any type of hair, anything, bald, anything, whatever like floats your boat. Because I used to think that. I used to go like.
Am I going to get hate mail now? People are like, "You upset me because you put me down because I have pubic hair.
I used to think that. I used to be like, "Oh my God, how?" But like.
I wouldn't do that to my partner.
Well, maybe they don't have a partner.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Like when I don't have a partner.
Really?
I don't go in there and fucking like all the time.
Oh, dude. It's like not shaving your legs when you're not dating. Like who does that? I know people that do that. Oh my God, you don't shave your legs and you're with somebody. No, I can't.
Sometimes I forget.
I can't. Oh my God.
I also don't grow like your hair and my hair are a little bit different.
How? You don't know how my hair is.
Well, yeah, we talked about it last time when you made me get that thing.
Dude,
that...
I was fucking, you're telling me my hair is thicker than yours? Wasn't I lasering
you said
your nipples?
You said your hair like grows like faster than mine.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Because you were like, four days not shaving. I'm like,
no, I'm just saying your hair grows faster than mine.
I shaved today.
I shaved too.
Oh.
I'm like, a baby. Nice. And I got waxed.
Waxed where?
I got on my legs.
You get your legs waxed?
I tried it.
Ow. It fucking hurt so bad.
Oh, it was fine.
Oh my God.
It was fine. But I also was like Olympic spa, like, oh.
I did tell you this story about my laser and my pubes, right? Did I tell you that story about the opposite that happened to me?
What?
I didn't tell you this story.
What, do they inject hair in
your
vagina?
So this is a really funny story. I think I've said it before, but for those of you that are just joining us.
Wait, I don't remember this.
Okay, so I went to get laser hair removal, and I was like, I don't want it all off. I'm just going to leave a triangle. Because I was like, I don't want to look like a baby. I already look, you know, I'm just like, let me feel like a woman. So I left a super trim, left a little triangle, did that. It was all good. Then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I want it all gone. I don't need this. I don't like it. I just want it gone. So I took it all off. And then about a month later, it grew back, but the center had an empty triangle and all the hair grew around the outside. So I had the opposite. So I had like, I
you
keep seeing
paint it
like,
in. You like
a,
paint it.
It's like a Led Zeppelin album, like the cover, you know, just the triangle. I mean, that literally, I had no hair as a triangle and the rest was all hair was grown.
Oh my God, if I was your partner, I would be like, can we color it? Can we color it in?
Color the, oh my God, rainbows. Bedazzle the center. The laser lady was like, I have never seen this before.
What the fuck happened? It's because your vagina just was like, ha!
Because I guess like there's parts that are more coarse than others, you know? Oh. So yeah. So it was the opposite.
Oh my God. Insane in the yes. membrane.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's a topic right there, y'all. You don't want to hear what I'm very curious because, I mean, we talked about this before. Pubes and like what, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's thing is different. I definitely want, like, I want to try like the colors. I want to try colors. Like,
I'll do it for you.
Yeah? I mean, I have bleached it
before, like blonde back 20 years ago.
No, but like I'm on my friend Lily used to do like a cheetah thing.
Like little dots.
Yeah.
You could take like Jolene bleach or like, you know, they Jolene, do like the face Jolene. Bleach or whatever and do like little polka dots.
Fuck yeah, I want to do some polka dots.
All right, let's do it.
That's hilarious.
That's what we're doing next time you're coming over. Okay. I'm gonna dye your. Oh my God! So back a million years ago, my mom back in the day, I think I told you this story. They used to do frosted tips with like you put. And they still yeah. do it. You put a cap on,
yeah.
and then they pick the hair with a little like needle kind of thing through. Have you seen that like a little hook? Yeah. And then they do the blonde or whatever. So my mom in the 80s did it.
Yeah, I grew up in Apple Valley. It was all famous. Oh, yeah. Famous star wearing. Yeah. Dudes.
So my mom had short hair. She did it. And then she shaved the sides of her head.
Oh, sick.
But it was polka dots.
Fuck yeah, sick.
So it was like bleached tips and then literally polka dots all along the side of her head.
Guys, I'm up for a TV show right now. That I literally yeah. on my slate, I was like, I will do whatever. I will shave my head.
No, you're not going to shave your fucking head. You're getting married in a year and a half.
In a year and a half.
Yeah, your hair's going to grow all back in a year and a half.
Like probably here.
What if it doesn't?
I can do it with a pixie cut.
What if it doesn't?
A wig, baby.
Oh, yeah, you can do a wig. I forget about that.
A wig, baby. Yeah.
Okay, what else do you want to tell me?
Okay, so there's a lot of shit that I want
to
tell you.
I know. I just need to see what time it is.
FYI, okay. So when Tom was gone this weekend, I actually am really curious what you would do.
Uh-oh.
I was walking down my stairwell and there was a fucking rat. There was a rat blocking the doorway.
A rat or a mouse?
A rat.
A rat. Okay.
A rat. And every time I went down, it started to move. And so I went on live because I didn't know what to do.
When in doubt, go on live.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do. So I went on live and I documented the whole fucking thing. And I was terrified. I was shaking. Like my heart.
They're like, Michael Myers isn't scary. The bitch is afraid of a rat.
But would you? What would you do with that? If David wasn't around and you had to get out the fucking front door, what would you do with that rat?
I would take a broom and push it out the front door. I would scream the whole time.
Whatever. But while I was screaming. So then Tom got on the live and he was like, okay, go around and open the door. So then I opened the door.
Try to let him out.
I opened the door and I was making noises. I was banging. The fucking thing wouldn't move. It wouldn't move.
It was scared.
So then I flagged some random fucking guy on the street and I was like, you afraid of rats?
Can you help me?
This old man was like, no, I'm not afraid of rats.
Oh, God.
I kill fucking rats.
Oh, great.
I was like, oh, I don't want to kill it. I just kind of want to get it out. I said, no, I'm fucking rats.
Oh, fuck my off. God. Blah, blah. Great. You're inviting in transients into your house.
So he's like, oh, fucker, hold on. And so he goes and gets his broom and he gets this rat. And then I realize,
oh, no.
As he gets this rat onto the grass, this poor thing is like, has been dying the entire time. And so then I felt bad. And then I felt bad. And then I saw his little eyes were like watery.
Oh no.
And then I know. And then I like got emotional. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I should have just let him die in the stairwell. Like, why was I so scared?
What if your dogs got him?
That either happened or he got picked up by a bird and like got dropped on our pad, like our little front area. So maybe that's what happened. But then like he was like, the sun was so hot, so he was like, his little paw like went on his hand.
Oh my God.
So then I covered him with a leaf.
Because that fixes everything.
But he's still there under that leaf.
Oh no.
Dead as doornails. So everybody's been asking me on my thing.
Yes.
That's what happened to the rat after the man didn't kill me.
Did you give him a proper burial?
I should have.
You should go home and give him a proper burial.
Okay. His fucking sunken body. His sunken body.
Dig a little hole.
Oh my God.
Put him in little flowers.
Ugh, crazy. Also, this is another weird thing that I found that I feel like you could elaborate on.
If you would
oh, no. Happen. This thing on TikTok is jizz jewelry.
I'm sorry, what? Like a pearl necklace?
Jizzles. Jewelry.
Pearl necklace.
Yep. Any sort of jewelry. Your David's jizzle in some jewelry.
In jewelry?
Yes. Made into jewelry.
It's fucking disgusting.
The jizz made into jewelry.
I'm sorry.
Go raise the hands on our Patreon right now if you've done it or you would do it. Oh, we got like two. Oh, no.
Gross. Everyone's like, That's but like, fucking disgusting. How? For what?
How is that a thing?
I don't know. Are we really running out of Christmas ideas?
That's a question, actually. So maybe this might be like, what's some sexy like Christmas ideas to give your partner?
Do not give me jizz jewelry. Do not come in unless it's in a Rolex.
Don't listen to her.
No, that's not true.
She could fucking make a Rolex out of some jizz.
Gross.
Are you kidding me?
Don't you fucking ruin my Rolex by putting some jizz in it.
What if David didn't tell you and then like 10 years he's like, hey, guess what, babe? That jewelry you've been wearing is jizz in it.
Gross. I hopefully would see it. David's like, what the fuck are you talking
look
about?
Look at ideas. He's getting ideas.
It's gross, right?
He's getting... No, look at the light bulb.
Is it what?
Oh. No, it's that man. That's with my rat.
Disgusting.
Isn't that crazy? But this girl's TikTok is blowing up. It is blowing
up. Wait, she's making it?
She's making it. Well, people Whose will send their it? Jizz.
Oh, my God.
For her to make. So you email, you ship your jizz. And she makes it into jewelry for your partner.
Like you put it or inside for you. Like little, like, I don't know. I have
things,
to look at this.
Things
this is disgusting.
And
we're
different,
really,
different
people
things.
Are fucked up. I'm sorry. Like, this is not okay. What is wrong with people?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. There was a makeup artist when I was working with her, this makeup artist. I really, really loved her. I could tell like she did some weird shit. But when she was like, I save my period blood and I paint.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, you're touching my face.
Gross. 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 Oh, my God. Like you're kidding me right now.
I was like, you're touching my face. You're touching my face.
Somebody actually.
Yeah.
What?
What happened?
I don't know what you're pointing at.
You can't point at. We don't have any eyeballs.
I can't see anything, David. What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. Ontario mom who makes jewelry from semen breast milk.
Breast milk.
Semen and breast milk.
Okay.
Mixed?
No. Probably not mixed.
Well, I can read some more here.
Ugh, my kid's crying.
It's because he heard us talking about jizz probably. Jewelry.
Hey, jizzle you know what? This, you're kind of like Gary on Howard.
I love
right
it.
David's
I love
like Gary.
It. Chime in on this.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Anything that they say on here, now we can hear it. This is great, guys.
Oh, my kid's crying.
See exactly how she makes it, but she has not saying anything.
But
gross,
she shows
gross,
on her TikTok.
Gross.
She shows videos.
So in the video, she started by crushing her husband's
nuts,
dried sample into fine powder, and then folding it into clay.
How much time does she have in her hands?
So it takes the color of its contents.
What?
The clay then is molded into beads for pendants and bracelets.
Ew. At least it's pearly white, baby.
I mean, just come on my neck and call it a day. Pearl necklace.
On your neck. Oh.
Well, you know, pearl necklace.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to use that as a clip. Oh, my God. Just come on my necks and call it a day.
Pearl necklace.
Then I got a necklace.
It is a jewelry trend
funny.
Right now.
It's a trend.
We're using that in a movie.
It's
no.
actually a trend yes. right now that even men are wearing pearl necklaces.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's a fetish, eh?
I guess. Eh? I don't know.
No, that's like crazy. No, like actually the pearl jewelry.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's disgusting. That's okay. I don't like talking
all
about
all right, Christmas
like,
ideas, y'all. It's Christmas ideas.
That Rainforest is Cafe. Okay, I'm looking at your
oh,
notes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, I just found that interesting. Like a lot of the rainforest cafes are getting shut down.
Yeah, because the food's awful.
Literally one that I used to go to, which is like one of the most.
The one on Ventura?
Yes.
Yeah. That's been there for a kabillion years.
But it's now getting turned into like a weed dispenser.
Of course.
But they're taking over everything inside.
Oh, are they turning it into edible? Will they serve food there? Oh, good.
Could you imagine?
Let's go.
We're going.
We still haven't gotten high together, like for real.
Okay, well, when I'm here not looking for wedding dresses the next day, we should do it.
I want to go back to that story you're talking about.
Go for it.
About how the stand-in was saying on your movie that you guys had good chemistry. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you the story about when I was doing the series with Kevin Dillon and the stand-in that was my stand-in? Okay, the stand-in was my stand-in was...
Yeah, yeah, and then living you got her fired.
I got her fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was mad-dogging me that I was having to do my scenes with him because she was fucking him secretly. And it was like, I can't have you here if I'm working. I'm working.
It's so strange. Like, stand-ins...
For you guys that don't know what a stand-in is, which I don't even have stand-ins anymore. I haven't had a stand-in in fucking 20 years.
Wow, this last movie I just had.
That's amazing.
We had two. We had one that was, he's fucking amazing. And then the other one, I guess they like let her go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Basically, a stand-in is when you're working on a project, production, and they're called second team. So like your first team, their second team. So when you're rehearsing or you're getting your makeup done or effects done or getting ready for it or just taking a minute to learn your lines or whatever, that other person literally stands in for you for lighting, essentially, to run the scene
it's
and all
really
that stuff.
It's really kind of nice.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so nice. And I'll have
Don't
to,
you
like,
feel bad, though?
There. Well, sometimes. I'm usually like for this last movie, I was getting costume change and I was like literally I was doing like
okay,
that's and it good. Was freezing.
You're always cold.
No, it was 19 degrees.
It was snowing.
19 degrees filming a fucking summer movie.
Of course, always.
All right?
I made a joke when I saw your picture of you like gallivant, like prancing in the snow. I was like, she's so full of shit right now. She's fucking freezing, pretending that she's enjoying
it. I played in the snow that day.
So cold?
Well, yeah, but we were filming in like at a mansion for that week. So I was fine until the week after, which is crazy. But.
I love it.
All right. What do you have there,
okay,
darling?
Let's see. Okay. Here we go again. She's going to make fun of me.
Here it is. Then pick one.
Okay. I haven't read this, guys.
I
haven't read this, so I'm just going to start with some fan questions. Scout, let's talk fan questions.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, Scout and Danielle. Love you both in your Halloween movie contributions. Danielle, I completely forgot that you were in Marked for Death. It's one of my favorite Steven Seagal movies. Any stories that you can tell about being on set for that movie? I have an interesting relationship story for you both. When I was 24 years old, an ex I dated saw that I was uncircumcised and she thought that it was ugly and gross looking. I later found out that it was her first time seeing an intact guy and she got nervous. Also, she called me a baby boy for shaving. All my close college friends were snipped as babies and I was the only intact guy. Any thoughts to share from yourself or Scout about circumcised or au naturel guys? I ran into this ex for recently while getting my car oil changed. That's funny. She remembered the situation and actually brought it up to me. She apologized and chalked it up to her being young, dumb, and uneducated. She has since married an intact guy and kept her three boys that way too. Keep up the great work. I love you. I love you both. I love both of you and the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been with an uncircumcised guy?
One.
Yeah, me too. One.
One. Yeah, in London.
This guy was from London, but not in London.
In London. It was my first time. It was definitely tricky because I had not been with any other ones.
Yeah.
So I had to fucking like
figure it out.
And I was drunk as shit.
But when it's hard, it's the same anyway. I mean, there's a little bit of extra movement.
Yeah, just like a little bit. Yeah. But it was still like some getting used to. But fuck her for saying that. First
who cares?
Of all, who says that to someone like that you're.
Yeah.
You're about to be intimate with or that you were intimate with. I hope that he fucking dumped her ass right
it's
after
like,
that.
She's kind of a bitch.
Yeah. Like I would never.
No.
Even
scarred him. I mean, how many years ago was this? I mean, she's obviously married with three kids and he still remembers.
Is there any experience that you've had with a penis that you like said something to the person or like.
I wonder if it's weirder for a straight woman to encounter an uncircumcised penis than it is for a gay man. Like, oh, yeah, I wonder if it's because it's like, you're like, whatever, whatever. If it's a dude, I would think. I don't know.
I wonder. I'm sure it's way different.
I'm curious.
I'm sure it's way different.
You guys have to write in and let us know if it is different.
And I wonder, like, what that percentage is now. Yeah. I think now a lot of people are not, you know, getting snipped. Yeah,
they want to keep it au naturel.
Yeah, so I hear. I don't know, like, when I have a kid, if I have a boy, what I would do.
I mean, my kids are snipped, but yeah. I'm Jewish. But, I mean, still, it's like, I don't know. I just didn't want them to encounter these situations.
Yeah.
You know, of dumb people that make stupid fucking comments.
That's crazy.
And have them scarred for however many years. God,
everybody's body's different. Everybody's fucking beautiful. Doesn't matter what the, like, fuck off.
I know. Like, social media.
Why
bullshit.
Can't we, bullshit. Like, learn this? Like, are those poor kids, you know?
I know.
Yeah, I would think that too.
Okay, I have some more questions.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. I just want to say how much I admire you both so much. I have been a longtime fan of each of you. Danielle, other than Halloween. Oh, I'll tell the Steven Seagal stories too. Other than Halloween, Dental Mom was one of my all-time favorites. You ladies are doing a rocking job with this podcast. Thank you so much. I look forward to listening in every week. What are some of your sex bloopers on set and real life? What are your favorite sex scenes that you've filmed, and what do you remember of your first time filming an intimate scene? How do you mentally prep for that? Have you? I hope you both have had the best holidays. Peace and love, Brandy. Do you have any sex bloopers on set or real life?
Penis getting hard or ejaculating when it shouldn't have happened
on set.
Yeah, I've had that happen a couple.
You had
times.
Like, someone came on you
like. He had to like leave like quickly, like get out, like leave.
Can you say who it is?
No.
You never spill the tea.
Could you imagine if I said that right now? Could you imagine? Yeah, I this imagine. Guy like fucking almost came on me in the fucking sex scene.
But it happens.
He
who
would
cares?
Be mortified, eh. And his career would. I don't
no,
know.
It's not like he. I mean,
come
no.
on. That's I'm, a little. That's a little. Much.
It was an accident.
That's way before. Like, I don't know if it it's was. Not- I don't know if it was.
What do you mean?
I don't know if it was. Like, this guy was, this guy was like every take it was getting further and further to the point where I had to like tell the director like, hey, like, okay, like this is the last one. Because like, I don't know what's happening here, but like something's happening. Going on. And then it did. And then he like, and he didn't feel sorry about it after.
Oh.
And it was way before I got some fucking balls.
Yeah.
And was able to like stand up for myself.
I told you the story about my friend Kathleen that was doing a movie of the week. No, it was a, yeah, maybe it was. She was in Halloween 4 with me, Kathleen Kinmont, and she was doing a movie, and this guy she was working with, she was on top of him and doing this scene. They were, you know, and he didn't want to wear, no, it didn't go in, but he came all over her.
Oh my God.
And she freaked out and was like, I'm done.
What did
off.
The fucking set say?
Get a load of this. That's kind of a pun.
You're on one tonight. I love it. He get a load of this.
You know what he said to her?
What?
Consider it a compliment.
Bitch, give me that fucking wine. Fucking
consider it a compliment.
No.
Yeah. Could you imagine? And it was
quick
shot.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Yes, I can fucking imagine.
I've never had that happen. She told me that the camera, it was like, it was a scene where she was on top of him and he didn't want to wear a sock because it was sticking to his pubes and whatever. And
I know.
And the camera was just starting one nightstand and then it was just like a dolly track shot all the way around to the other
sticking
side.
Sticking to my pubes. Do you know what we fucking have to do?
Yeah, I know. And then by the time I got to the other side, he came.
Wow.
And this is an actor that actually works all the time. You know, when I was doing Urban Legend, I had the sex scene and the dude they hired to have sex with me was not an actor. He was like a real goth dude off the street. And I was so freaked out because he was so freaked out.
Oh,
and
yeah,
again,
sucks.
He was a fan. And like, I'm doggy style. And he's like ramming me and he didn't want to take his shirt off. I'm like, I literally have my ass. I have a thong on. But I was like, I have my ass
right
in
now.
Your face. Your dick is banging. I could feel your balls.
Yeah.
And this is not cool. And then when we came time for me to be on top of him, when Alicia Witt walks in the door, I made them put like two comforters under, like on top of him. And then I was on top of him with a sheet around my waist.
Yeah.
And I think that might have been the first time that I had a sex scene.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first time.
Hmm.
I was 20.
I was all for them, like, before I went through SLA. I was like,
you were into him?
Oh, well, like I like love the intimacy.
Wow, really?
Oh yeah.
I never thought about it.
Oh yeah. It was fun.
The farthest thing from intimate.
I mean, I know, but it was still like fun. Like it was flirty. It was like fun. But like, no, obviously probably not like the sex like part of it, but like the flirtiness that you are in a scene to like get to that point was like really fun for me before.
Really?
I hit SLA. Oh yeah.
I never had that.
Oh yeah. We're a different breed.
That's not true.
We're
a
different SLA breed, bitch.
I told you I liked Kevin Dillon, actually. I don't know what I was thinking. But,
oh, yeah. Especially made it worse, like, when you had a crush on the person.
But, oh, yeah.
I mean, I cannot say a name, but this one guy, like, would not wear a sock, wouldn't wear anything, and I literally, like... If that happened to me,
that would not
now,
happen anymore.
Yeah. It, like, I swear to God, like, literally giving him a blowjob... And he wouldn't wear a fucking sock. And he was such a well-known person that they allowed it. And
did he tuck it or do anything? I mean, he did have a boner just
crazy.
Sitting there.
It was insane.
Ugh, gross. The stuff I know who you're talking about.
I went through on that.
Steven Seagal stories.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is he had some issue with the woman that was playing my mom. I don't know exactly what, but I think there might have been some sexual harassment stuff going on.
Oh, shit.
And I know he took me in his trailer and showed me his throwing stars. He's like, come in my trailer. And he was like showing me
his
swords.
He's like, yeah, stand against that wall and let me throw them.
I was 12. I was like, what? In a retrospect,
first of all, why
what
are you
was
going
I
to
doing
this
in
guy's
there?
Trailer
I don't
at
know.
12.
I don't know. I don't know why oh that God. Was okay and in his trailer. And he didn't do anything or anything weird like that. But he was showing me his martial arts stuff and whatever. He's fucking crazy. But he was nice to me. But I think he's cuckoo nuts.
Cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo nuts. Okay. So here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this is actually an actual question they want our advice on. Hi girls, I love your podcast. I am heartbroken right now though.
Oh, no. Let me hug you.
So my boyfriend said he got a divorce in 2019 and wanted us to try and be together. We dated and eventually moved in together. He said they were divorced, but suddenly it occurred to me something was wrong and they've been getting very close again.
Oh.
And late night phone calls. We are in our 30s. Long story short, I found out information via his Facebook and various overhearing of phone combos that he is not divorced. It says that she is his wife on Facebook when it used to say that he was divorced or single, and then with me, and now he has her as his wife. He still lives with me, and I am heartbroken, jaw-dropping here. What do I do? How do I confront? I love your podcast. Once again, thank you in advance. This is crazy.
Babe,
you get
how can
him
you
the
confront?
Fuck out.
Bye.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, 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 bye.
How can they not have this conversation?
Why are women so terrified? I used to be like this.
Yeah, me
I used
too.
To be so scared. Guys, one life. Let's not be scared of one another. And let's not fucking treat people like this.
Wait, she's
like,
in her
honest.
House overhearing conversations with...
Bitch,
his wife.
I would have grabbed his fucking ball so hard.
First of all, how does
tossed him out the front door?
Let's talk about the wife. How do you not know that your husband's living with somebody else?
I mean, some people are fucking real good. Some people are real, real good.
Would you know if you would know if Tom had a second life?
I'm so gone all the time.
Really?
I'm like I'm. When
so
have I been
am
home?
I? But I would know.
I
when I have kids.
Do you know when David fucking what he does when you're not here? David, you have a wife.
Do you have another wife? David, like what? Yeah, do you have another wife?
I feel like people.
Are you secretly having an affair on the internet?
4 hours.
That's plenty
that's
of time.
That's a good time. It's a good time
a
to get
time.
It out. Let's get it on.
You don't take 4 hours.
No, then we'd be at school.
He's
okay,
being
I
so
go
literal.
To schedule here.
You're not looking at me in the eyes. Are you lying to me right now? I'm just kidding.
I think, you know what? I think like if people want to do it,
I don't
they
care.
Will find a way.
I don't care.
People will find a way
Bye.
To have an
of
affair
course.
Or whatever.
I'm not
going to
waste
possible.
My energy and my time
but
stressing or
that's
worrying
what's
about
stressing
it.
Me out more about her, girl. Do not write us with this. You
know better.
Yes. You know what is
you
right for
you. Know what
you
need to do.
Go do it. We don't even need to tell you what to do. Go do it, girl.
Tell him to fuck off.
Because just when you get rid of that guy, there's gonna someone, the person that you're supposed to be with, yeah, is gonna come
swoop in.
So you're blocking that time.
It's true.
To being with the person that I you're used supposed to always to say be with.
You're putting it out in the universe that you're like taken.
Yeah.
So God or whoever, the
sex
universe
can't be that great.
Isn't going to send you who your person is if you're spending your energy wasting it on this fucking douchebag.
Ugh, ugh, ugh. That goes both ways, men and women. Come on.
Yeah, no.
No, don't waste your time.
No, yeah, this is more than crazy.
I'd rather masturbate by myself than fucking waste time with people like that.
But why are you looking at his Facebook to find out who he says he's in a relationship with? But I know who my partner says they're in a relationship with.
That's weird. That is weird. He probably thought he was so smart. My woman doesn't like it, the internet. She doesn't know anything about my stuff. Like,
whatever,
you know,
guys are so fucking stupid. Girls are so fucking stupid,
everyone,
too.
Everyone, it's like, oh, my God.
I used to peep on my ex's stuff.
Fuck yeah,
But a long, long time ago.
Yeah, not anymore.
Like back in my 20s.
I used to.
I found so much shit. Always. You always look. Always. You look and you always find.
You always find the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
I told you, I would just, back when pagers were a thing, and I would like, oh, your code. I guess your code in 2 seconds. But what was good about pagers is that you can call the number. And the phone doesn't ring. Yeah. Do you remember this? You might be too young for pagers. So you.
I would get in trouble for losing my pager.
So, you know, you used to be able to call and like you put in your code and then it would play your messages for you. But if you hung up before it was like over, it would just save them and you didn't know that they had been checked.
Yeah.
So that's how I used to do it all the time. It was like every day, all day long. I would call my exes and then listen to see if girls were leaving him messages. And there were always girls.
Always.
That bitch still has my fucking Lenny Kravitz CD.
God, the psychotic shit that we would do when we were younger. I would do so much weird shit.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
So much weird shit.
My ex broke into my house one night in the middle of the night when I was, not in the middle of the night, I'm sorry, it was like 2 a.m. and I was out with my friends.
Wow.
And we were broken up for 6 months. And I came home and his car was out front. And I was like, oh, shit. And I had a brand new roommate at the time. And she was like, oh, my God, what do I need to call the cops? What is going on? And I was like, no, he's probably fucked up. And sure enough, not only did he break in, but he broke in the back door of my apartment, of my, like, I had like a little duplex in Studio City. And he had undressed himself from the back door to my bed and was butt naked in my bed with his clothes, a trail all along the course of my house to my bed. Thank God I hadn't seen him in about 7 or 8 months. Thank God I didn't come home with a boyfriend.
Wow.
And I
scary.
Had a boyfriend at the time.
But that's scary that you were okay and allowed that sort
well, that's
of behavior.
What's fucked up. You know, because I knew that he was
I know,
on drugs.
But still, it doesn't matter.
And was looking
doesn't
for a
matter.
Safe place. And
nobody should be allowed to do that.
I know.
But it's crazy. But it is. Like,
yeah.
We yeah. allow, when you allow these yeah. sort of guys, these sort of characteristics in people, it'll just keep on adding.
I wonder
until
how many
you
people that are
like,
listening have. Could you send us your stories?
Yeah,
of
please.
Things that experiences and things that you did or have had happen in your past that you are like, I can't even believe. But as you get older, you'll start to realize that
yeah,
shit's not
it
right.
Doesn't make sense.
It's crazy.
Can you believe that it's already been an hour?
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
What you fuck.
No?
No. 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
We
okay,
started
thank
15
God.
Minutes.
Thank
late.
God. I was like, how did we talk so long? Did you get that big long one from Instagram?
Yes, this one.
Right? Is that the no?
No.
Oh.
Wait, yes, this is the one.
No, it was like it was in three different note spreads. See, this is what happens.
Wait.
Y'all. Okay, so let's just take some of these questions from Instagram that I have here. Oh, this is funny. Have you ever had sexy feelings about me? Danielle? David, can you leave the fucking room? Because she won't tell me. She would tell me with you right there.
I'm trying to think if I have.
Tom's like listening like... Have you?
It's, no, because when you said that, it like, you know, when you're like, wait a minute, I think I had a dream about that. Like,
have you ever had sexy
something.
Feelings about one another is what they're asking.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Thanks, babe.
Thanks, babe. Okay, let's see.
I've wondered what sex with you would be like.
What?
I mean, like, you know, you're like, see your friends, like, I wonder what? With that.
Look at everyone's losing their fucking mind right now.
thumbs up. We're getting thumbs up.
What it would feel like.
I mean, I wonder.
Fucking heaven.
Because thank you. Thank
hell.
You.
No, I'm just kidding. All together.
Well, I wonder because we're so. I don't know who the Dom would be.
Bitch.
I don't know.
Bitch.
Are you a top or are you a bottom?
With a woman, I'm a top. With a man, I'm a bottom. And then I'm a top. And then I'm a bottom.
Hey, babe.
Depends on how tired I am.
Are you listening? Scout and I. You know me intimately.
He doesn't know me intimately.
Nobody knows me.
Okay, but you know me.
Do you
think? Like we're fighting. We're going to do a poll.
Do you think
who would dominate who?
I would let Scout be the top.
I think you would be so fucking scared that I got naked and you got naked and we were hooking up that you would just freeze like a fucking starfish.
No, I think I would destroy you.
I think I would destroy you, bitch.
You're way too dominant.
Yeah. My husband's gonna get a boner right now. Do you already have one?
No.
Look, he looks at me and he's like, no.
Not yet.
Great. Tom's like, it's getting all weird. Now. Come on now.
I seem like I'm very like, yeah, no.
I'm sure you're very dominant in the bedroom. You, yeah. But I am as well.
I wonder if it would be like a power struggle between you and I.
But I also like to like just relax.
I know, I'm sure. I mean, look, I take care of you though. I just made you a whole Thanksgiving feast. Plate of leftovers.
So you're just saying that you would just go down on me. Great. Okay.
I would have no idea what to do.
I know you wouldn't. At least
I probably would freak out.
You would freak out. You would freak out.
I would grab my vibrator for you so fast. I'd be like, here you go. Here you go. Take it. I'll find your G-spot. You put that on there. And I would
show up with a strap on.
Oh, okay.
You'd be like, okay. See, that's what would happen. Yeah. I would have a strap on and then you would be dominant.
No, I wouldn't want to have sex with you with you wearing a strap on.
Yeah,
that'd be weird. No. You're not. I don't think you have enough power.
What?
No.
Bitch.
No. I mean.
I
want to be.
Listen,
if you're going to put a strap on, I want to be fucking rammed. And I don't think that you have the power to ram me the way a man could ram me.
Wow. Fucking way to put down the women.
I want
to
like.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, we have power. We've got power. And we know where to hit. We know where to
hit.
How
do you feel?
We know
where
to touch. No, we know where to hit.
But if you have.
We know how deep. We know where to hit.
Of course.
We know where to touch. We know everything. So I think we would be pretty.
But you can't
great with a
strap
on.
What's going on in there.
But
if it's a strap on.
But knowing what I want during sex or whatever, you know, like what it is that women want.
Don't women all want different things?
Yes, but I think women could. We can find that with a strap on.
I have a strap on. I will go get it for
now,
you.
I'm a married woman. I am.
You're
taken.
Not married yet, bitch.
I am shaken.
You're not married yet.
Oh my God. Do you know that Tom's family sisters listen
are listening?
To this?
Okay, guys. She wants to fuck me with a strap on.
That's hilarious.
And there's the next clip.
Oh my God. Look at David's
this
like,
this is who
like, stop this conversation.
Your brother's marrying.
Yeah, it's me. I know. I wonder if they like their sisters, like, you know, they told me that they listened to the podcast, but I kind of want to go. They listened to the one with the Halloween and they were like, you know, they're like, we're in your corner. But anyways, but
I mean, how do you know what their sex life is like? Maybe they're freaky deeks in the closet.
Yeah.
Like.
But I wonder, like, as a bisexual woman coming and marrying their brother, what they think about that. They probably don't know that I'm a bisexual woman.
They do now.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they know everything about you, Scout.
Well, now they do.
I think it's different. I think that the stigma is still different. I think it's different if a woman's bi marrying a straight man than if a man is bi marrying a straight woman.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I mean, you could probably be faithful and not have to be with another woman. I don't know. I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if necessarily you guys that are married to women that are bi, tell me, do you still have desire and can control the urge to have sex with a man?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it goes both ways. I'm sure it just goes both ways. Like, will you be happy and content being with one person? For me, it was never like, I need both all the time. I need both men and women. It was like, I'm happy with both and I can't wait to find that one person.
Yeah.
Whether that was a man or a woman.
Right.
You know, it was like, I fell in love with this girl for a very, very, very long time. And I was really, really young and, you know, I did think at one point, like, this is who I'm going to marry. Like, this is who I am. And then as, you know, life went on, I was like, wow, maybe I can't be with a chick. After like 4 years, I was like,
Tom doesn't care. I mean, would he be open to you inviting women in? Or, well, you wouldn't want that.
Yeah, I don't think I would want that. Mm-mm, I don't think I can. I can't do that.
You can't do it for you and not for him. I could do it
with two women. It's so weird. I could have done it when I was with a woman.
Right.
But I don't know why I can't do it with a man. I think that might be
jealousy.
That might be some like childhood trauma bullshit coming awry. Why maybe I can't do that. And I'm very self-aware of that. So, but I also don't think that Tom would want to. But who's to say like in 10 plus years if we would be into that?
Yeah. Yeah, you never know.
Who knows? But right now, no.
No.
Tommy, fucking hear that? Right now, I'm fucking. Just kidding.
I am not into it. You sent it to me. You sent me the Instagram thing. Is it? Do you still have it here? Or no, this is David's.
You have to log on. I don't know this stuff. Okay, can we talk about? Can we say? Well, should we? Okay, let's just do one more thing.
Yes.
Okay. This is sweet and innocent. What is the right time and wrong time to tell your crush that they are your crush? That's super sweet. Fucking now and now. Mm. Do it now.
Yeah.
The only thing
that
should hold you back, like if anything, is if they are if they are married. If they have children.
Yes.
Maybe don't do it. Like if they are, you know.
If they are available.
If they are available, do it right now.
No reason not to. Is this the one you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a long ass thing.
Okay, I got it.
And he's not in, I think he says.
Germany.
Yeah. So his English is a little.
Guys, I'm going to read this. This is it.
But I don't think he wants his name.
Okay, I'm not going to read the name. Hey, Danielle and Scout, I'd like to stay anonymous if that is okay. Always okay. First of all, I want to thank you for your work in the Halloween franchise. The amount of passion you two bring to our beloved Myers universe is outstanding. Nice. Besides that, I really love to listen to your podcast. It helps me to calm down and forget the world around me for a moment when I need it the most. Thank you. Not to mention or more like my story. You guys talk a lot about fetishes, especially the feet fetishes. I have a similar fetish, but the object of my desire isn't the feet. It's the hands. Interesting. I'm a gay man of 28 years, and when I grew up and started to experience my body and started to watch porn, I noticed that the thing that gets me off best are male hands. Oh. You know, I got a hand thing too.
You interesting. Do?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
The fetish does not affect my sex life since it's only something I use for masturbation, but it starts to overwhelm me to a point where I started to pay men I admired for pictures of their hands. I use a burner account to contact them, and I already spent a certain amount of cash on them. At the moment, money's not an issue for me because I've got a big payment from an insurance car crash 3 years ago, but I'm worried about the future and if I can ever stop doing it, even if the money doesn't seem endless anymore. Now to my question. I started to date a guy, and it's about to get serious. He already knows about the fetish, but not that I paid men for their pictures, neither that I have a collection of images on my phone. The sex is great, but I still have to masturbate and watch the content I have to be fully satisfied. I'm scared to tell him how deep my fetish goes and that he can't understand it. Did you guys ever have a similar situation where a partner still wanted to masturbate even though you have a great sex life? And would you respect the fetish if your partner, if it goes that deep? Keep up the great work. Lots of love from Germany.
I don't know if this is wrong. This might be wrong. I'm just comparing it to like, I mean, it's a, like, you know, my ex was like an alcoholic. Like he had that sort of thing, you know, and I just had to accept that.
What thing? What do you mean?
Like pretty much called like a dry alcoholic. Like it's like there's like temperaments that come out of like nowhere. Like it's a constant healing process.
So he's just an addict.
It's an addict. Yeah. So that's like, that's kind of like, you know, like people like have porn addiction. Mm-hmm. It's an addiction. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like, as long as he's not, I mean, it's not hurting anyone. It sounds to me like he could be possibly worried about being bankrupt at the point.
Yeah. So First of all, you shouldn't be spending your settlement money on anybody but your future.
I think he should go to therapy for that because it could get out of hand, and it seems like it might be getting out of hand.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you should be ashamed.
There's so many puns in that.
Yeah. Pa-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Might be getting out of hand.
Yeah, some handsies. But I don't think that you should be ashamed of telling your partner.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But I think maybe being addicted to it like he is might become a big deal. So I think seek help for that.
This sounds a little bit like an SLA.
It's like I did for SLA.
Sort of situation. Yeah.
It might be that
too. I've dated someone that was an SLA, that was a porn addict. And in and out of dating, he would have to take like serious breaks. When he would like lock himself in his studio would watch porn for like days and like 7-8 hours a day.
But sometimes some people can handle that. Like me, I couldn't.
No, that's not. He knew it wasn't normal. Yeah. And it was like when that would get to that point, he would literally disappear and be like, and he was an SLA for men's group. And he'd be like, I just can't talk. I need like 6 weeks. He would like, I was triggering addictions. I was triggering things.
There was a point in my life where I thought maybe I had a masturbation like thing. Like,
I think we talked about that.
Like I couldn't like
needed to feel
it,
something.
It was it like when I was sad, stress, when anxiety, I was stressed or whatever, I would masturbate.
Never makes you feel better.
I'm so glad I don't have I don't do that anymore.
Listen, at least you're
not. But it was SLA. It like helped me get through that sort of.
But I mean, it went from fucking to masturbating.
Yeah.
You know.
Tomato.
Same shit, different day. Pretty much.
I'm the same. I'm doing the same thing.
Pretty much.
Oh my God. Okay, so not to segue into this, but
away.
I do want to talk about it because it is something that's happening.
Oh God.
Have you guys heard about this? The Idaho killings.
Mm-mm.
Right now.
No.
The teenagers or
oh, the four college kids. What's going on?
So I'm trying to figure this fucking case out.
Some were sleeping and didn't hear.
Yes.
What's going on?
So four of them got brutally murdered. Yeah. So much so that fucking blood was pouring out of the house, dripping down the house outside on the concrete.
Sounds like Halloween too.
It's insane. And they were saying like stabbed to death. But I guess where the bodies were found were not in their rooms, like their set rooms. So they were in rooms where they didn't like belong, and they were all on different floors. And the only people on, I believe it was like the second and third floor,
mm-hmm.
got murdered. But the two that did not get murdered.
So it was a big house, right?
We're on the first floor. So this person had to go up and. So this obviously this person like knew who they wanted to kill. There's no way that they just let like these two on the first floor.
Okay, like, I'm going to read what it says
please.
Here.
But police have no leads, nothing, nada.
Okay, the four students, I'm not going to read their names, were stabbed to death while sleeping on early. How do they know they were sleeping? On early Sunday morning between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. in Moscow, Idaho, home of King Road, the college campus, according to the police. Moscow Police Department Chief James Fry said that there were no indications of a forced entry when officers responded to the residence after the 911 call was placed.
So neighbors said that it was like a party house. Like there was constantly like apparently that street with like college kids, like it was a party house. But
the roommates that were in there, the one that called 911.
Yes, but they called friends first because they couldn't get them to wake up. Which,
what?
If these fucking people were stabbed, like...
Couldn't get them to wake up.
Like, they thought they were just, like, drank too much or unconscious. So they called...
The blood was pouring out of the apartment.
So that's where... But they were cleared. These two were cleared. If you saw that, wouldn't you call 911 and not... But, I mean, police officers are like, please don't make speculations, blah, blah, blah. We're doing our job. But I just, like, obviously...
read. So it says, shortly before the attack, both Mogan and, I don't know this, Goncalves were seen at the Grub Wandering Kitchen's food truck. The two were taken home by a private party, according to police, but didn't add if the women knew the driver. In Saturday's update, police said that they've investigated the driver who took the women home on Sunday night and do not believe he's involved in this crime. A quadruple murder is being investigated in Idaho. Two roommates of the King, blah, 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 aren't considered suspects. I mean, no one is safe. Suspect at large. So someone is running around right now.
Yeah.
Fucking killing people. If someone wasn't raped and they were robbed or like, this has an inside. This sounds like some sort of.
Well, there's like all this different weird stuff. So TikTok is now blowing up from this. Like people are trying to like unravel this case. Apparently now there's like a Venmo from one of the guys, boyfriends at 3:30 when the deaths were happening.
Yeah, you hear this? It's at 2:26 a.m. Kaylee starts to call Jack.
Yeah.
Jack guy. Olivia told the outlet, Kaylee calls Jack 6 times between 2:26 a.m. and 2:44 a.m. From 2:44 to 2:52, Maddie calls Jack. Who's Jack? 3 times. Then Kaylee makes a final call to him at 2:52.
And they died at 3:30, roughly around.
So they died. It was an hour. Mm-hmm. A fucking hour they laid there bleeding to death. Why didn't they call 911?
I don't know.
How are they calling their friends?
No. That was the next morning. That was the next morning. No. They didn't die. So they got murdered after these phone calls happened. Oh. So that's why they're saying like Jack.
So something.
But apparently they ruled him out as well. But there's something about some fishiness happening with a Venmo that was sent at 3:30 of like a suspicious price.
There's a guy, like some guy or whatever was called randomly.
Yeah. Like there's some weird, weird stuff. And then there's also like in the video, there's a video going around on TikTok where it's them at the food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy that was kind of following them around really weird, but he was cleared. And then this reminds me.
What's your gut telling you happen? What do you think? If you just like immediately, what does your gut tell you?
Like a fucking like friend or something that like had a falling out or some shit like or a party that happened that they kicked him out or embarrassed them or something.
And I mean, this is more than one person.
Yeah. Oh, it's several people. It has to be.
This is probably two.
But they're saying that the knife. They're saying that the knife is like military, if I'm not mistaken. So whether they got like daddy's knives. Or something, or I don't know.
I mean, you could be in the military.
But I'm very curious about this, that the fact they have no leads, nada.
Sounds
zippo.
Like somebody probably, I saw the pictures, they were cute too, the girls.
They were so cute.
I think somebody followed them, or maybe there were guys that didn't give, that were picking up on them and they weren't interested.
There were random people at this fucking house. All the time.
All night
You've
were there?
You've got to be, yes.
I mean, are there, there's
You've
there's
got
like
to be careful.
Cameras and stuff in neighborhoods, right? Like they're looking for video cameras of surveillance footage, they're gonna find who came and left their house.
God, it makes me terrified having like my child go to like a college dorm now. There's so much
money. Homeschool,
like,
no, just
I'm
kidding.
I'm like, please don't fucking invite some random fucking people into your fucking sorority house, please, for the love of God.
They will
because I'm fucking saying it now.
But how many dumb things did you do growing up? You know what I mean? How many
lie
times?
To my parents and I'm going to go meet a director and then go to Canada and hang out with some rugby guys and then got fucking stoned for the first time and ate the weed. I thought I had to eat it. And then puked out
Christmas
tree. Yeah. And then like had some foot play. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fucking idiots. And then got on the Texas, like had a layover in Texas and decided I'm not going home. I don't want to get in trouble today. So that I slept in the Texas airport.
Dude. You know how many times I think I almost probably could have been killed? Fucking random people hung out with and invited into my house.
Like,
and I've hitchhiked like dumb.
Oh my
dumb
God.
In Europe, like dumb shit. No, multiple times. Dumb.
I could have gotten killed so many times.
Let's not have that happen.
Yeah, let's not have that.
I need you to fuck me with a strap on. Don't die yet.
Only in your dreams.
Who sings that?
I don't know. Me.
In your dreams. Hey, guys, who's that? In your dreams. It's an 80s song. Is it Debbie Gibson? Only in my dreams. You know that song?
Guys, can you please...
As real as it may be. Come on.
But at 80...
You don't know the song. You're too young. Where's all my old folks at? Wait, I'm going to look it up right now.
Where's all my old folks?
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna
Why do you make it sound like you're fucking 85?
Because I'm old, bitch.
Bitch, you ain't that fucking old. That I'm fucking... Yes, I am. That I'm ancient.
It's called Only in My Dreams. Do you know the song?
Only in my dreams.
Do you know it?
No, babe.
That's what it is, how it goes.
Oh, okay. I only know it because you are singing the you were singing the melody.
I'm going to find it right now.
I wish I could see people's facial expressions. Like, that's what I would have paid for.
Are they sleeping yet? Are you guys asleep? Are we entertaining you, or are we putting you to sleep?
They're like, you suck.
We're entertaining. You know, it's like I said, it's like, yeah, it's just being a fly on the wall.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Danielle, have you ever had sex in a pool?
Yeah.
Do you like pool sex?
No.
No. Who the fuck likes pool sex?
Dude, you get air in there.
Men?
It's not.
Stop trying to have sex with women in a pool.
It's not wet.
It's not good. It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good.
Our vaginas don't get wet.
You don't want water and air pushed up
in
there.
It hurts. It ain't good.
Gross.
I know, like that was me, like when I was like really, really young, and like I was sexting when I was like really, really young. I'm like, yeah, pool sex, yeah. Like, I thought that was so sexy. Neither is shower sex. It ain't that fun.
I don't. You know what? I like giving blowjobs in the shower.
Oh yeah, yeah. Blowjobs are fucking yeah. Oh my god, it's great.
Dude, sit on the step. Sit on. I'll get on my knees.
Yeah,
take care
of
it, and then I can just.
Blowjobs are great. But sex is not fun.
David doesn't like blowjobs in the shower either.
Really?
No, he doesn't like anything in the shower.
I don't think I've given Tom a blowjob in the shower.
Really?
We have a fucking tiny...
Oh.
Like, it's like this big.
Oh, yeah, he's a big guy. Shower.
He would be like, you want to sit outside the shower?
He just has to stand there. You can squat down between his legs,
there
can't
is
you?
No,
Can you sit on the floor?
He's like as big as Tyler. Like, there's no way.
Can you sit on the floor and just have him, like, lean?
No. There's no way. I can't.
I'm sure you can work it out.
I can't fucking do that.
Sex in the shower is not fun, though.
No fun. But sex in a bathtub is kind of fun.
If you're out of the bathtub.
Yeah, you're yeah, I guess, yeah.
Even
yeah,
then, it's out. Not that. It's not comfortable.
Yeah, it's not.
Have you seen any good shows lately?
Yes. So I just watched Nope on the flight.
Oh, you did? I've been wanting to see it, but I haven't been traveling
and
in a couple weeks.
And I just realized why the phrase is... The way that it is. Just why do you think the movie's called Nope? If you figure this out in 2.0 seconds, I'm going to feel real dumb.
I don't know. I think it's like when you don't want to go inside of a house. Like, that's what I keep hearing.
God damn it. Okay.
Of like, but something's happening and you're like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I literally didn't get it until I started watching it and I was like, fuck. Of course. That's the first thing I say. Nope.
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 But I wouldn't have known that looking at the title until you said something. I haven't seen it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. It was a really good film. I really liked it. I really thought it was great.
Is that another Jordan Peele or... yeah.
It was really, really good. And I actually really enjoyed Kiki Palmer. Normally, she kind of bothers me a little bit. But I fucking loved her in this.
I've heard really good things.
I loved her in this. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. David, are you able to read any questions on there? Can we read a couple
read
before
while
we,
I find Debbie Gibson's Only in My Dreams?
Before we peace out in this episode. Guys, this was fun. We're going to do this again because I loved, like, this is why I love doing like a live show. So this is something.
Oh, yeah. This year, guys. This is what's coming up.
This next year, we're going to do a lot more live shows. So possibly coming to a city near you. We've got a few lined up. We're really excited. We just get way more into it when there's people watching.
I know. It's so much better.
It's so much fun. Then we also have a calendar.
Yes, you guys. So we should put it up whenever David can get it up online.
Yes.
We made it and we decided to do it together this year because why not? And it is going to go Cyber Monday is today. So I wanted to get it up today, but I was waiting for her to come in. And
Cyber Monday.
I only ordered 75, I think, which means if you get one and I get one, that's 73 that are left.
Okay, yeah. Oh my God, I want one.
73.
Yay.
Do you want number one or number
I don't matter.
75? You take one, I'll take the other.
Okay.
Take the first or the last, whichever one.
Whichever.
I don't care. Whatever you want.
I don't care.
Whatever you want to do.
Whichever one.
It doesn't matter to me.
Bitch!
Can I play this? David, find a good question. I'm going to play this song for you.
And then I got one
you.
More announcement that I kind of got to
say
get your guys' reactions.
Okay.
So I pitched this idea to Danielle and we're doing it. It's currently being written right now. So I love Ryan Murphy, and I love his whole aspect of like pretty.
Ready? Ready? Go. You guys know the song, right?
Only in my dreams.
You know it.
As real as it may be.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you guys, we're starting a band. Just kidding.
I remember that.
See?
Okay, I do. I remember that.
She's not as young as I thought.
See what one half of a glass of wine does to
half.
Me?
Never mind.
Okay. So anyway, so Ryan Murphy does American Horror Story, and it's different stories every season. Oh, echo.
Yeah, I know. What's that?
So we're doing that. So we're gonna we're gonna do that.
We're gonna make movies together, you guys.
That's what we're doing. So we're doing
lots of movies.
A movie a year, but a different horror movie a year.
Different
with Danielle and I.
Vibe, theme,
how are you guys?
Styles, like totally different each year.
And they're being written right now.
And they're all going to
intertwine with one another. It's gonna be sort of like a trilogy esque. Who likes that idea? Thumbs up.
Are you guys ready to see us together in movies doing
Fuck
stuff?
Fuck yeah, I am.
God, that'd be so. It's gonna be so fun.
Ass. You beat me.
Bitch.
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready.
So we're excited. So we're working on that. So
I'm ready to cry.
There's a lot of
stuff.
I can't
wait to like do like real emotional
stuff. Shit with
you.
Yeah. Like be physical. Like, yeah, it's going to be really good.
Oh, my God. David, do you have questions?
I have a question.
Yes. Give me a question, please. And then what time is it? 9. So
yeah,
5 minutes.
Ask, yeah, a couple questions.
And then we're going to go and we're going to hang out with our patrons for a few before I put Scout to bed.
Mm-hmm. With a dildo.
After she fucks me with a dildo.
Oh my God.
Totally. My sister listens to this. She's going to be, I'm like mortified. She doesn't look me in the eye sometimes. Do you have one, David?
Oh my God, he's you.
Okay, I'll give you one. What's the most bizarre oh exclamation either?
Oh, Whitney, I heard you write this in, Whitney.
Oh, Whitney went to bed.
Oh, you're missing it. Is Amy still on?
It.
Yeah, we're going to share it. The most what? Bizarre O?
The most bizarre O exclamation either of you have ever heard.
Ever heard?
Or
what?
Had.
Yeah. The most
heard or had.
Bizarre O exclamation either of you
have ever had.
Have ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Said heard.
Okay, well, what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking
orgasm?
About orgasms?
Oh, moment.
Oh,
orgasm.
Orgasms are like, oh, what?
No, I'm
sure. I can't
assuming.
Believe that happened. Oh, what are the most bizarre? I feel
not
like
really bizarre.
I mean,
you have a bizarre one?
Oh yeah, I do. Oh well, not really bizarre, but well, kind of. Yeah, because it's never happened to me before. I don't know if I shared this. Maybe I did. God, I forget what I share with y'all because like you guys are like family now.
It's true.
I'm like, did I already tell you this or did I not? Literally, that's me when I tell. Did I tell you this or did
I know.
I not?
Yeah.
That's like a phrase. So I was having sex with my ex-girlfriend and we, first of all, I don't know why the fuck I did this. I shouldn't have done this. I had sex with my roommate in that same bed. I think she was pretending to be asleep, but she obviously wasn't.
Wait.
Did I share this with you?
No, but I'm confused.
Yeah,
you had
like
sex with your roommate who was pretending to be asleep?
No, I had a sex with my girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
My roommate was
in the bed.
Was in the bed
okay.
Faking that she was asleep.
Oh.
And
I would have faked it too. And this,
right? Would you have?
Yeah,
I
would have wanted
to
listen.
First of all, why the fuck didn't I? Why did I do that to that poor girl?
Why
like,
not?
She's straight as can be, like Christian, like, pop, 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 pop.
She probably was loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
It's McDonald's. I'm loving it.
So that was really. And then I remember she like made a fake, like waking up, so we stopped and she left and then we continued to have sex and I was on top, Danielle.
What do you explain to me what it means when you say have sex? What were you doing?
We were rubbing vaginas
okay.
together.
Okay, got it. Is that what you call having sex?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Have you never, huh?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, go figure. Anyways, so yeah, and so we were like finishing and she fucking like came so hard that she fucking fell, like she fell off the bed.
Just from like rubbing on each other?
Bitch, you don't even know.
I don't know.
You don't even know, bitch. I don't know. You don't even know. We got some lesbians up in here. You don't even know. We got some girls like girls. You don't even know.
Scissor me timbers.
I mean, yeah, you can figure. You masturbate, but you get the sensation. So just, yeah, it's like that over and over and over and over. You know,
You're dry humping a dude.
Yeah. When you masturbate and you come so much and like.
Yeah, yeah.
How can I not do this in real life? That's what it's like.
Got it.
It's just easier.
I did get some weird spam mail yesterday that I got freaked out. It was like the person knew my password and they were like, we notice you've hopped on this porn site and we've seen,
you can't watch porn on your fucking phone. You need to stop that.
You cannot. What are you going to watch it on?
Like
TV?
Compute. Like you need to like make sure that shit's like locked down because that's scary. But it's scary. Just you need to stop watching.
Well, they actually have my password to like
stuff too. Stop watching it.
It was like you need to send me X amount of dollars, and otherwise I'm going to post it. It's been a couple days; they haven't posted anything. And you know what? Fuck you for trying to corner me into some bullshit. Post away, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's scary.
Scissor me timbers. Have you never heard of that before?
Yes, but like what? Oh my god.
No, I haven't had any like crazy. Like, oh my God, that was a crazy, you know, situation. I think. No, nothing really. Mm. Nothing like out, like, oh my God, that was nuts.
Nice.
Not really.
Nice. Well, on that note, y'all.
Well, actually.
On that falling out of the bed note. Dude's like, thanks, bitch.
I mean, my husband's sitting here. I haven't had any like crazy O stories. Well, I don't know. What makes a crazy O?
Have you seizure? Have you, like, someone?
Like, I don't know, like, I mean, what?
Oh.
Like, for me, like, for you. Like,
he saw, your husband, my husband's so awkward right now.
I don't know.
See?
Twitching or making a weird noise or something. Like
no,
that.
I think it's.
Coming out when they get off. Farting? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I would die.
You've never, oh, yeah, like, you've never farted?
No.
I've never farted either.
Ever what?
Fart or queef.
No. Queef. Oh. Come on, bitch.
Maybe once or twice. I don't know.
I remember that happened with Tom. That happened with Tom.
I mean, when it gets really wet.
It was like... after shrooms. Oh. It was shroom sex. And it was so great. Oh, my fucking God. It was so great that like my fucking old friend was there. And I like literally went out and I was like, this is the best sex I've ever had in my fucking life.
And she's then, like drinking and then a bottle I was of like, wine by herself.
But I was like, oh my God, how embarrassing.
Guys don't really, I mean, is it like an issue? I mean, shit happens,
but like,
right?
Would you say something afterwards? Do you not? Like, what do you do?
I always love that story about my hairdresser, Ivan, who I love. He was going down on a dude or whatever from the back. And the guy farted in his face. And then they were both so awkward. The guy was lying down on all fours or whatever, and he was like eating his butt.
If a guy farted in my face?
I have to tell you, one boyfriend from a million years ago that I had given him a blowjob, and I'm pretty sure he had gone to the bathroom like before, not taking care of episode. And every time I have had seen him after, it's all I could think about. So disgusting. Like, I know.
Oh my God. So gross.
Anyway, let's leave on a positive note.
All right, I love you. No, I gotta see it back. Okay, great.
I love you too.
All right, guys.
So it's Tuesday for everyone listening.
Happy motherfucking
everyone
Tuesday.
Everyone have a very happy Tuesday, and I want to give a big heartfelt thanks to all of our patrons who have hopped on tonight to listen to us.
We love you guys.
Shoot the shit. And we're very grateful. It is the month to be grateful. And mm-hmm. We are grateful for you and all of our listeners, of course.
Now let's get weird and celebrate Christmas, bitches. Oh,
can't wait. Can't wait for Christmas. Here we go.
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right, patrons, hang on. We're going to chat live with you and everybody else. Have an amazing week. Bye.